BBC News with Nick Kelly. The government of Sierra Leone says it's taking seriously an official report which found that at least $14 million meant to fight Ebola was unaccounted for. A spokesman told the BBC that anyone found guilty of corruption would face the full force of the law. Umaro Fofana in Freetown says a number of transactions are highlighted.
They include the purchase of ambulances, burial vehicles, and even the construction of Ebola treatment centers. Millions of dollars were also allegedly withdrawn from the emergency health response and miscellaneous accounts which are set up to respond to the outbreak. And the Auditor General's report says that all of that was done without a proper procurement procedure. No invoices or receipts or even delivery notes. It's quite a damning report, and it also talks about the Ebola response center itself that it's received about $8 million. And the auditors couldn't find any receipts or payment or how that was really disbursed.
An Argentine prosecutor has asked a judge to investigate whether President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner was involved in a plot to cover up Iran's suspected role in the bombing of a Jewish center more than 20 years ago. The prosecutor, Gerardo Policita, took on the case after a colleague was found shot dead. Wira Davis reports.
As a sitting president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner cannot be arrested. But if the judge agrees and there is a case to answer, it could lead to her impeachment. The president has repeatedly denied accusations that she was part of a plot to absolve Iran of its suspected role in the bombing in return for lucrative trade agreements. Last month, a previous prosecutor, Alberto Nisman, was found shot dead in his Buenos Aires apartment. In a report, he'd already accused the government of trying to broker a deal with Iran and had been due to testify in Congress.
President Obama has urged technology companies to give the government greater help to improve cyber security. At a White House-sponsored meeting at Stanford University, Mr. Obama said cyber threats posed a challenge to national security, public safety and the economy. Mr. Obama said improving security had to be a shared mission.
So much of our computer networks and critical infrastructure are in the private sector, which means government cannot do this alone. But the fact is that the private sector can't do it alone either, because it's government that often has the latest information on new threats. There's only one way to defend America from these cyber threats, and that is through government and industry working together, sharing appropriate information as true partners.
Mr. Obama has condemned the killing of three Muslim students in North Carolina. He said no one should be targeted for who they are, what they look like, or how they worship. The president of Turkey was among those who had earlier criticized Mr. Obama for failing to speak out. World News from the BBC. Fighting has intensified in eastern Ukraine in spite of a new ceasefire deal that's due to come into force at the end of Saturday. A spokeswoman for the U.S. State Department, Jen Psaki, said the U.S. was very concerned about reports of tanks and missile systems moving across the border from Russia to eastern Ukraine.
This is clearly not in the spirit of this week's agreement. All parties must show complete restraint in the run-up to the Sunday ceasefire, including an immediate halt to the Russian and separatist assault on Debaltseve and other Ukrainian towns. Clearly, the same options that have been on the table remain on the table. And obviously, we'll be watching closely to see what happens over the course of the coming days.
Venezuelan officials say a retired Air Force general has been arrested and more than 10 other people implicated in a plot to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro. On Thursday, President Maduro said the plan had been to attack the presidential palace. In a TV broadcast, the president of the Congress said soldiers, opposition politicians and a businessman were involved. And the German city of Dresden has been marking the 70th anniversary of Allied bombing raids, which killed an estimated 25,000 people. Prayers were offered at the Church of Our Lady, which has been rebuilt since the attacks. The German president, Joachim Gauck, told the congregation that it was a moment to remember all the victims of the Second World War. From Dresden, Jenny Hill reports.
The atmosphere here in the square tonight is really very poignant as people light candles. They've gathered here this afternoon to watch that special service of remembrance in the Frauenkirche, the Church of Our Lady. It means a great deal for people here in Dresden, not least of all the survivors. Of course, their numbers dwindle with every passing year, but people here joined hands to form a human chain around this rebuilt city centre.
BBC News.